Live from New York City, you're tuned into the Demon Fire Show.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Somebody dial 911.
Prepare ship for lunatic speed.
We have to fight faster! Annihilate!
Hell! Hell! Hell!
Shut up!
Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Once again, it's a Friday night here on the Demon Fire Show. What we got here tonight is we got Steve Grillo.
Yes, sir.
Steve Grillo, once again, sitting there with us. How you doing,
hot
partner?
Damn, yeah, no, we got some interesting things going on tonight. I think tonight's going to be an interesting show. I would not tune away because we got some guests. We have a guest calling in soon.
That's
we're
going
to be calling a guest. Adult film star Randy West. If you saw his face, you know who he was. There's no doubt.
It's his face that we're looking for.
It's his face, yeah, because I'm not going to identify his penis. I couldn't pick it out of a lineup. But his face you would recognize.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't know. I better rethink that.
Kodo, what about you? Would you be able to pick his penis out of a lineup?
Absolutely not. My cousin might be able to, though.
He would.
Yeah,
he would. Sausage King might be able to. So either tonight's show is going to be really great.
Yeah.
Or it's going to suck big elephant cock.
Well, that pretty much. One or the other. That pretty much goes either time we do this.
I know. It's hit or miss.
It's either hit or miss.
So we got Randy West. We got some update on the Mary Jo Buttafuoco story that we did a while ago.
Yeah.
Some shit that's going on with us, this station here.
Yes.
Another thing that you guys, have you heard about Jane Fonda, what Jane Fonda's been up to this week?
Oh.
Did she say, like, cunt on national TV?
She did say cunt on
national TV. God bless her.
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't a big fan. I hadn't seen the play. I live in Georgia, okay? I was asked to do a monologue called cunt. 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 And I said, I don't think so. I got enough problems. But...
You know, before we go to break, in our last half hour, we were talking about the vagina monologues, and Jane Fonda inadvertently said a word from the play that you don't say on television. It was a slip, and obviously she apologizes, and so do we. We would do nothing to offend the audience, so please accept that apology, and when we come up, we're going to be talking about the secrets to making your love last.
That's right. We're sorry that we said cunt on the air.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we got secrets to keeping your love, making your love last.
Yeah. We got secrets to keeping your vegetables fresh. By the way, you're a cunt.
It's just so amazing how these people, they just go from one thing to another. Do you ever watch the news and they go from like, and it's a tragedy. Five children tried to jump out of a 10-story window to escape flames. And now... We go to Britney Spears, who's about to make an, you know, it's like...
Live from both
exactly.
From the Big Apple Circus, we have Jim Brown.
And these fucking guys, it's like they have this sad face on, and then all of a sudden they're just like, and now, the weather. And they just go into this whole other thing, like nothing phases them. But Jane Fonda, she's been kind of underground for a while, and she pops up and says the word cunt on the Today Show.
Yeah.
What?
She does look like she's underground. She looks like a fucking mole.
she crawled out of her grave.
For her cunt slip?
Yeah, she's got like little gray eyes and a fucking pug nose.
Crawled out of a grave, clawed her way out, and went on the Today Show.
Yeah, she pissed off
yell
a lot
the
of
word
people.
Cunt.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know who's really pissed off about this is this fucking Howard Stern. He's livid because...
What is he pissed off about?
Well, because... Well, he's always pissed off, but, like, he's real pissed off because the fact that she said cunt, and if it was him, he probably would have been in jail or got fined or something.
Well, of course,
major would have
doubt.
Happened, you know,
fine,
but...
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
a doubt.
And, you know, it's just such a double standard when it comes to anybody. If the law should pertain to Howard Stern, it should pertain to Jane Fonda, and there shouldn't be any crossover, any, like, confusion. You say cunt on the air, you should have the same problems as anybody else should.
Well, what is really wrong with that word? I have no problem with that word.
I think it's
probably because I'm a guy. I really could care less.
Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful words in the English language. It's just so penetrating. When you say that the right way, you can really affect somebody.
Penetrating.
You want to piss a chick off? That's the one word you say.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I know.
But it's how you say it. You can say, yeah, you fucking cunt. You have to say, you cunt. You have to, it has to come from somewhere. Like underneath, you know? Like from the gut.
Cunt!
you have
yeah,
to
you
wind
really
up
do.
And like do a pitch like you cunt.
I don't think it's just a fucking word. What is everybody so upset about?
Yeah, I'm not,
what's the difference between cunt and vagina? It's referring to the same exact fucking thing.
A couple of letters in the alphabet.
Yeah, but it's yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's referring to exactly the same part of the body. This exact when you think.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to say this word. I'm going to say
okay.
Cunt. Close your eyes. Cunt. Close your eyes. What are you picturing?
A nice juicy vagina.
All right. I'm gonna, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Now I say the word pussy.
Yeah.
Close your eyes. Pussy. Right. What are you picturing?
Big fat cunt.
The same thing. Big fat cunt.
You're so, a big fat idiot. You really are.
Let's get Randy West on the phone, and he can actually help with this. That would be a perfect person.
All right.
He's an expert on cunt, pussy, and vagina.
This guy has seen more cunt, pussy, and vagina than I'm going to see in my fucking 10 lifetimes, I'll tell you that.
He has, like, these videos called, Randy West Up and Comers. And he doesn't have, like volumes 1 through 5. He has, like, volumes 1 through 95.
Jesus,
you know,
Christ.
And he basically takes, like, really cute... Like, even it could be just a girl, a couple, something. He doesn't care. He just likes to walk people fuck or get involved in people fucking.
He's discovered a couple of people, like you've said.
Yeah, he's discovered a couple people. I'll let him talk about that.
All right. Well,
but we'll give him a call now. But if there's anybody who's an expert on cunts, vaginas, and pussies, it would be Randy West.
That's a great introduction for him.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Let's all say a prayer that all this works out just fine. And then we can hear everybody and all that goes well.
I'm dialing now. It's dialing now.
Shut your yap.
Shutting yaps.
The number you have reached.
Yeah. Is not accepting calls from Steve Grillo.
Shush. My God.
Ringing. Hello?
Hello?
Randy.
Can you hear me? We have one of them old phones that Lassie used to use on, you know, dialing, you know, cranking it and saying, hey, Jenny, connect me.
We got a couple of cans and a string.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I don't know if you heard this week, Jane Fonda said cunt under the Today Show. And we figured you were the foremost expert in cunts. So we were thinking, you know, is that such a bad word, Randy? Do you think that's a bad word?
No. It's a very descriptive word. It depends how you use it. There's cunt the object and there's cunt the person that owns it. So it depends how you're coming across with it, you know?
Now, this is the kind of genius insight we were looking for, because we were floundering with the whole thing. And I said, you know what? Let's get Randy on the phone, because we already talked you up a little bit. And you would be the expert, and you did come through with the most intelligent, logical answer. And it's how it's used.
Well, you know, I'm just tired of this whole country being so freaked out about a word. You know, it's just a word, no matter what it is. I heard that today, the Jane Fonda thing, and good for Jane, you know?
Hanoi Jane.
I heard him say, well, there's probably a lot of kids eating their cereal now who are going to be offended by the word. First of all, if you know it, you're not offended. If you don't know it, you don't even know what the hell it is. So what are you worried about?
I have to disagree on that, because I've had friends that have kids, and they don't know what the word fuck means, but goddamn it, they hear it once, they sure know how to use it. You know, my friend's kid dropped a bottle. It's like a year old. She goes, fuck! You know, how did she know? She heard the word and she repeated it, but she knew exactly when to use it. So I would just hope that'd be like little kids in like pre-K going, hey, teacher, you know what? Did you read the cunt monologues? You know? I could see something
like... Well, you know what? They're going to use it eventually anyway.
Yeah, no doubt. Start them off early.
I mean, they didn't say cunt around me when I was 4 or 5 years old, but... I'll be damned if I didn't wind up using it eventually.
Everybody at some point in their life is going to be exposed to that word, know what it means, and has the choice to either use it in one way or another. And, you know, that's the way I feel about it.
Worry about whether your kid's, going to be a drug addict or a murderer or a serial killer or a rapist. Using a dirty word is not that big a deal. You could say my na-na, you could say my wee-wee, or you could say cunt. It's just a word describing an object.
There's the sound clip right there. But
you know?
Yeah, no. Well, we were talking earlier about, you know, you have one of my favorite adult video series is Randy West Up and Comers, and you just don't have, like, Randy West Volume 1 to 5. What does Up and Comers go up to, Randy?
I think we finally stopped at 129.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. And this is like another weird story that I have with Randy. One of my favorite porno scenes that I watch over and over again, and this is the first thing I told Randy when I met him, was he fucked the shit out of these two beautiful girls, and he fucking shoots a giant load all over them, and then he just looks in the camera so calm and cool, sweaty, takes a deep breath and just says, that's my job. That's what I do. And at that moment, Randy West became my hero. Because it was true, you really did your job, and you did it well, and that's what they pay you to do, and that's why you're my hero.
Well, that's the bottom line. No matter what your job is, you're supposed to do it good, you know.
And God bless you. You sure
do. My dad told me that. He said, I don't really care what you do. Just whatever you do, try to be the best at it.
Well, God bless you.
I was a pretty damn good porn star. I tell you the truth, it wasn't my first goal in life. I kind of wound up there when I was 32 years old. But once I did it, I tried to be the best at it. I got to figure I was probably one of the top 10 guys from the old days in the business, you know?
I would think a little higher.
Maybe.
You know, top 10.
Top 5 or whatever. I was definitely on the Pro Bowl team.
I don't know if you keep a count, but how many women, I mean, approximately, have you been with?
Well, according to what people tell me, what I've seen, this and that, approximately on camera about 2,000.
2,000?
Off camera about 500, something like that.
So altogether, maybe like a total of 2,500. I can only dream about that number, really.
Round number, yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
I think I'm around 25. I think I got a good start. I'm catching up to you, Randy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, until I was got to the point, didn't get to the point. I started at 30, but I didn't really get in full time. I was about 32. I guess I was about maybe 50. And, you know, porn tends to accelerate how many women you've been with.
Yeah.
Can we talk about who you're famous for discovering?
Who, Miss JJ?
Yeah. Who's totally done something awful to her face. I feel very sad for her.
I do, too. I don't know what the hell is going on with Miss Jameson. She was one of the cutest little girls, sexiest little girls, when I first found her for up-and-comers. This just beautiful little 19-year-old blonde who looked about 15 with these gorgeous, natural, full C-size tits. This cute little butt, and it's, you know, just, I love please fuck me attitude, you know?
Don't we all just
and
wish
then,
that?
And then she changed a little bit when she got her boobs done, and then she changed a little more when she got famous, but she still held on to some of her original charm, but then, I don't know, the last few years, I don't know what's happening with her, man. I didn't even recognize her at the AVN Awards.
Really?
I didn't know it was her.
Did you say hello to her?
No, because I wasn't sure who I was talking to.
Wow. Holy. Did you see her on Celebrity Apprentice last night?
I mean, you know, last year's first time I noticed she got a little skinny. Well, she got a lot skinny, but I was kind of shocked when I went up to talk to her, and I looked at her body, and I went, my God, I can actually see bones and stuff sticking through. But her face still looked like Jenna. But this year, her face doesn't even make sense. I didn't know who the hell it was.
Wow. And you also discovered Tara Patrick?
I didn't actually discover her, but I did shoot a couple of her first scenes. I think I did a third and a fourth, a third and fifth scenes with her.
Wow. Imagine that's one of your, that you're one of like the like top five that she did on screen. That's like, that's pretty cool. Tara Patrick's not bad.
Well, the funny thing is Jenna and Tara both only did one internal cum shot each, one cream pie, and I happened to being both of them.
God. Ah,
good for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Round of applause for the man.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know, and my wife is classic. The first time she met Randy, she's like, oh, hi, Randy, nice to meet you. So what did Tara Patrick's pussy taste like? I was like, she didn't really hold back, did she, Randy?
Wait, I want to hear the answer to this.
But you know, if I was really sharp that day, I would have told her to, like, you know, French kiss me and taste it.
Yeah, you know, and then it's the other story. Like, I made a joke with my wife, like, okay, if there's two guys that, you know, I would let you have sex with, like, while it being in the same room was Bill Clinton and Randy West. And then we meet Randy West, and I had to eat my words. I never thought I'd meet you, Randy. I'm glad that, you know, that I know you. You're a great guy. I consider you like a friend at this point, and I just had to eat my words on that.
Yeah, well, you never know where I might show up. I was in the airport in Dallas taking a leak, and some guy comes up next to me, and he goes, holy shit, Randy West, what are you doing here? I go, I'm taking a leak. What are you doing here?
I was about to rub one off.
Can I have your autograph? I go, well, if I do it now, I'll piss on your shoes. You know, wait a minute. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I'm just cruising through life like everybody else, and if I run into you, cool.
Well, you know, it's funny. I like the stories that you have on the golf course. Because Randy's an avid golfer, and he's like, he goes on the golf course, and there's all these guys, and you said that they know you from somewhere, but then they don't know where you're from, and they kind of, like, stare at you for a while.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, usually they just look familiar, and from, and this and that. And I usually tell them, you know, think about it on the way home. Before you get home, you'll remember.
Ask and, your wife. She'll tell you.
Yeah.
It's usually the case, and they go, damn, now I know who it is, and I should have fucking got his autograph or something. But, you know,
yeah.
I don't like to talk myself up. If you know who I am, cool. If you don't know, hey, you don't know.
Yeah. No, Randy's cool. He's, like, very modest, cool, relaxed guy. He's very fun to be around. And he has great stories.
He sounds like a
nice guy. Well, you know, that's because I never intended to be a star. You know, if you're going trying to be a star, you probably get a little full of yourself. But
yeah, how did you get into this whole thing?
Accidentally got into porn, and a few years later, people started to stop me on the street asking, you know, for autograph. I go, what the hell are you on autograph for? I'm doing this fucking girls and getting paid. You know, that's all I thought about. I said, hey, nice job. I get to fuck girls and get paid. I didn't know that, you know, people thought I was a big deal or anything like that, you know?
Who brought you into this business? How'd you get into it initially?
Like I said, I got an accident. I used to be a rock singer. I was singing in bands. I needed to make some extra money. I actually knew this girl was an artist. She goes, well, why don't you do some nude art modeling for art classes? So I did that. And then some girls in the class said, can we take some pictures of you? And I said, fine. They took pictures. And they said, can we send them a magazine? I said, fine. And next thing I know, I get a call from Playgirl from L.A. because I was in New York at the time. And they said, if you ever come to L.A., we'd like to shoot you for Centerfold. And then I get a call from High Society Magazine in New York. And they said, hey, we'd like you using a boy-girl shoot. So I did that, and then the editor was a woman and said, hey, you did that pretty good. You ever think about doing porn? I go, not seriously, no. She said, well, I can hook you up if you want. I go, yeah, I'll try one, see what it's like, you know?
Yeah, what the hell?
Tried one, I was good at it, they kept calling me back. And it was just, I was still trying to do my music, but I got so much work in porn, I kind of forgot about it.
Right. Shucks.
It started with you being in a rock. I'm going to write all this down, and I'm going to try to accomplish all these things in the next year.
Yeah, so I should be in a rock band. And then go to a nude sculpture class. That's how we start.
By June, I should be in Hustler.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you never know. I think I'm the only one that did it that way, so maybe somebody else can try it.
Who was the most memorable? Like, who was your favorite to fuck around with?
Well, from the old days, Ginger Lynn was great.
She's a tiny little thing, no?
Huh?
She's a tiny little thing, no?
She's probably around Jenna's size, hip with smaller boobs. But, you know, she might have been Jenna had she come along 10 years later.
Yeah.
She's, you know, girl next door, blonde California girl, really cute, really sexual, fun to be with. Except she started in 84 instead of 94.
Yeah.
And had she started 94 like Jenna, when the internet came in and Howard Stern came in and E-Channel came in, could have been her.
That all exploded all at once. That whole thing with the internet that just opened up new doors.
She's an adorable little girl. She can fuck. She can act. And E-Channel, Cannes Film Festival. I was there with her that year. And then she came back to the States. And then Howard found her, put her in the movie. And you know,
yeah. No, I was.
The internet got her. And you know,
I was there when she first before she heard. Before she beat herself up, I met her when you, probably right around the same time you did. And she was like this cute, like, everyday girl that just seemed, you know, like she was cute and looks like she liked to fuck.
Yeah.
You met her in 84, Steve?
No, he didn't meet her in 84.
You were like 6 years old and you wanted to fuck her?
Well, yeah, sure. You didn't want to fuck at six?
It's funny because my two favorites back in those days were Ginger, the little blonde girl, and then Christy Canyon, the big-titted brunette girl. But they were both really hot. Both enjoyed their work. Both were professionals. Showed up on time. They weren't fucked up on the set. They had a new dialogue. They knew their dialogue, you know. And when it came to sex, they loved fucking.
That's pretty much what you need.
My old favorites. You know, Aisha Carrera was really good. Ashton Gere. And Rochelle Darien. Savannah.
Wow, Savannah. That's a tragedy.
I know, I just started dating another girl when I did my first shoot with her, and I knew she kind of liked me, and I was tempted to break up with my girl and hook up with Savannah, but I don't know, things were going good, I didn't want to take a chance, and you know, had I hooked up with her, maybe I would have saved her from getting killed.
You can't think about that too much.
It's not my fault, I'm just saying, had fate been different, you know, she might still be gone, but I don't know, she was already fucked up before she got into porn with her groupie shit and the drugs and everything, so.
Yeah.
Might have helped, I might not have, but, you know, we'll never know.
Yep. I'm sure this
is... She was a fine piece of ass until she you know, got too fucked up with a blow.
Yeah. Well, that happens to all.
No, another one I always forget about, but now she just popped into my head. Heather Hunter, she was a hot little fucker too, man.
Oh, she's still she's not doing porn, but I still see her around. She's out. She had a book out or something. You should have a book, Randy.
She had a book out. She's been doing something in the music business for a while.
Yeah, but you know, screw that. Randy needs a book.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, man. I'm trying to, you know, a lot of these publishers. Apparently, Ron Jeremy's book didn't do as good as they thought.
Oh, it was.
Afraid to do another book from a male porn star, and I'm going, I got a completely different take on things than Ronnie does, you know? I like Ronnie, he's a friend of mine and stuff, and we come from two different angles. And so my book will be much more like Jenna's, except with 15 more years experience, you know?
Yeah, but my wife read that Ron Jeremy book, and it was nothing but fluff, and I know you want to give, like, a real account of what goes on behind the scenes there, and Ron's book, and I know Ron, too, and he's a nice guy, but my, you know, I don't read because I'm a retard, but my wife's pretty intelligent, and she reads a lot, and she was interested, and I think she read Tracy Lord's book, and she read Ron's book, and she found both of them, like, Tracy Lord's was pompous and just lying about everything, and Ron's book was nothing but fluff, like, he would say something about somebody, but be like, but he's a good guy, instead of having the balls to say, yeah, the guy was a douche, you know, and not back it up with, he was a good guy.
That's kind of what I heard. I heard you talked a lot about, you know, celebrities you knew, and you didn't really tell a lot of, you know, heavy-duty stories from the business. And Tracy Lord turned into a cunt and a half, speaking of cunt.
You never, you missed that boat? That you missed Love that it. Boat or you didn't?
Huh?
Did you miss that Tracy Lord's boat?
You know what? I met her on the set, and here's a show of a liar. She said, oh, she never liked porn. You know, she hated every minute of it. I met her on the set. I walk into the dressing room in the back. I open the door, and there she is fucking Peter North in the dressing room. So obviously she wasn't getting paid for that. She must have wanted to fuck Peter North.
Yeah.
And then she looks at me and says, hey, you're pretty cute. You want to do a movie with me? I said, yeah, fine. She said, okay, we're shooting in 3 weeks. You're booked. I said, excellent. Hopefully you pull Peter North out first. But so about 2 or 3 days before the shoot, she got busted.
Oh, yeah.
To work with her.
Literally talking about missing the boat.
Yeah, you know, you can't get them all.
Yeah, no, but you know, you were there. You were next in line. That's not a bad thing.
I was next in line. Yes, it was a little frustrating. And you know, after seeing her on a couple other sets and seeing her fuck Peter North in the back room, I knew this girl really loved the fuck. I watched her, you know.
Yeah.
And to hear her lie about it, and then once she was out of the business, she completely turned her back on everybody in the business. I mean, Tom Byron was like sort of like a boyfriend, best friend thing. She wouldn't talk to Tom anymore. I used to run into her at my, when I used to get my hair cut, and she wouldn't talk to me. She wouldn't talk to anybody in the business.
She was at Two Hotties?
She goes, huh?
She was at Two Hotties?
No, this is a long time. Yeah. Two Hotties was not even a sperm then. You know?
Oh, yeah. So, that's our friend's hair cutting place in Vegas. Two Hotties. So that what's where Randy gets his hair cut now, so I thought maybe Tracy was there. I got a little excited for my friend Jason.
No, I don't think Jason had it back in 82 or 83, whatever that was. But I heard, you know, I heard her talking on TV, putting the business down, she hated it and she never wanted to really do it and she didn't like the sex. I go, this is one lying bitch. You know?
Well,
this is where the word cunt has two meanings.
I used to
want to eat her cunt. And now I'd like to slap the cunt.
We've come full circle, my friend.
Full circle, you know?
So, Randy, are you still able to get your up-and-coming videos? Is that something you still make money off of? We can plug that. And,
well, unfortunately, I made a bad business deal a few years ago, and I got stuck with somebody I don't really want to work for, so I just decided to pull the plug on it because they have the rights to anything I produce, and I don't want to produce for them. So I just had to stop doing them. Now, the DVDs are still available on my website, randywest.com.
There we go.
And, yeah, I'm talking to a couple of attorneys here and in L.A. that say it looks like the other company might finally be, you know, fading away and we might be able to do something with them because since I'm not really doing business with them anymore.
But, you know, we're looking to what benefits you the most. So it's randywest.com. You never know who might listen to this show. So we gave a little rap about your book, and I'm going to send it to some people. Maybe we can get someone to bite on the book deal.
Well, you know, the whole thing is going to be, I mean, I had a couple of different working titles, and
I like the one
to give you an idea what it's like. It's going to be, technically, one of the working titles is Confessions of a Male Porn Superstar, The Truth About the Porn Biz, Jenna Jameson, Male Strippers, which I used to be, and Other Dirty Secrets.
Well, there you go.
So, in fact, the male stripper, that's another word. A couple hundred girls and I wound up having sex with, which is not a bad little gig either.
No.
And that's the one thing Ronnie didn't do and a lot of other people didn't do. I didn't just do porn. I did the male stripping thing, and I did the naked modeling thing, which I also got a couple of girls off of, and the rock and roll thing, you know. But
yeah. I came up
with everybody what it's really like, because I get these questions all the time.
Yeah.
What's the business like? What's the girls like? What's the diseases like? What's the drug thing like? What's it like shooting in Europe? What's it like shooting in Brazil? We were the first guys to take the porn business to Australia. You know, I've been on every continent except for Antarctica. So, I mean, I got a lot of stories. And people ask me constantly. I'm going, obviously, if I have this much interest, that a book that tells the truth the way I want to tell it, it's going to get a lot of people interested in reading it.
Yeah, well, I you know what? I like I said, I'm a retard, but that's a book I would read. I have a working title for you.
You would struggle for it. You would struggle with it, but you would get through it.
You know what? You should have that book, and it should come with a little pack of Kleenex.
Just make sure Randy doesn't put any big words in it, and this way you'll be able to read it.
How about this? Randy, the title for Randy's book, Randy West Comes Clean.
Randy West Comes Clean is a good title.
That's not a bad title.
The original title was Hard at Work.
Hard at Work. I like that.
Literally, we'll probably do two separate versions. We'll do the one with all words, and the other one that comes with crayons and pictures.
Nice. There you go. All right, that's the one, Steve. Well, make sure we send a promotional copy.
I want pop-ups.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I want to make sure everybody has a shot at it. You know.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Why not make a pop-up book?
Yeah.
There you go. You just pop up in different
for idiots like me.
Just turn the page and Randy's West cock just pops up.
I do a book of Lexington Steals and it might hit you in the eye. So you gotta be careful with that stuff.
You know, like it could be like the little cock comes out and the sperm shoots out. You pull the little lever.
Yeah. You know.
But we got.
I constantly, no matter where I go, people ask me questions about the business and, you know, this and that. And so I'm going, I don't care where I go in the country. And even when I go to Europe and other places, they're asking me. So I'm going, obviously, there's worldwide interest. And Ron, as much as he's been around also, should have some great stories and everything. You know, so I don't know why he kind of backed off a little bit.
Because he's got all his celebrity friends.
I hear the real story about the business, and I guess he didn't really get deep enough, and that's where I'm going.
That's the trick, get deep enough.
I mean, if somebody's nice, I'm going to say he's nice, but if somebody's a prick, I'm going to say this guy's a piece of shit.
Well,
you know, or if this girl was a pain in the ass to work with, or this girl was unbelievable. Like, she sucked my dick so good I thought I was going to lose it, you know? So whatever the actual situation is, that's what I want to tell people, you know?
Of course. I mean, what's the point of writing a book if, you know, and putting all this stuff out there if you're not going to put out the truth? I mean, you know, that's what people want to hear. They want to hear what you think.
Exactly, like I said, I got a little more stuff going on than Ron did overall, but porn-wise, we both have been through the same thing. And I thought he's going to, you know, cut right to the chase, but apparently not.
No.
But that's what I want to do.
Well, I hope someone that's out there listening right now has a friend in publishing, or you know what, if any of my important friends aren't listening tonight, I'm definitely going to send this to them, and you never know who's going to spark some interest, because there's no doubt that your story should be out there, and it's fucking interesting as hell.
Well, I appreciate that, especially because with me now, the story's pretty much over now that I'm pretty much done with porn. I am talking to some guys in Vegas about maybe doing some web stuff with them, you know, but it's not going to be prolific like the old days for me, you know?
Yeah.
I'm more interested in golf now. I told guys, I gave up the pink holes for the green holes, but I didn't give up the pink holes completely, but I am, in fact, I'm better at the pink holes than the green holes, but I'm getting better at the green holes, you know?
Well, maybe you could do a nice porno film on a golf course, and you can kind of take care of both things at the same time.
Well, I do have somebody who kind of wants to do that, but... And this is no pun, but I do want to keep my finger on the business, you know?
Sure enough. Well, we gotta wrap it up here, Randy. I want to thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it very much.
Not a problem, man. Now, are you nationwide or just in New York?
Where in different
worldwide.
Countries? Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yeah. Worldwide on this one.
And I you know.
I'm definitely glad to be talking to my New York brothers and sisters because I haven't been back there for a while. So I'm glad they're listening. And for everybody else in the world, good to talk to y'all, too.
Hey, listen, Randy, thank you for coming on the show. And we appreciate your time. And hopefully we'll talk to you again really soon.
You got it, bro.
How could you do that to me? You know what? You're a cunt.
He's right. I am a cunt. But I'm not alone. Did you know that over 8 million women in this country are afflicted? Probably not. And yet, they walk the streets of America, usually undiagnosed, when a simple self-test can alert them to this crippling affliction. No one is immune. Your wife, sister, daughter, even your own mother can be a cunt. And the tragedy is, it doesn't have to happen. Often the cunt lashes out, oblivious to her condition, sometimes for years until a loved one steps forward. That's what I'm asking you to do today. Step forward. Won't you give so that cunts like me can have a chance at a more productive life? Please, give generously, because a cunt can't, but you can.
And we're back. That's right.
You were stepping on the wire, douche.
I'm not stepping on the wire, you idiot.
That was brilliant.
You're a cunt, Steve.
You're a cunt.
You're a cunt.
Cunt.
That word is going to be so socially acceptable after this show. It's cunt. Ridiculous.
Super cunt.
DJ Metal Lord enjoyed it, I see. Very nice.
He's a cunt also?
Everybody's a cunt. We're all cunts
here. It's the cunt show.
That's right.
That's going to be the name on our podcast, the cunt show.
The cunt show.
The cunt show.
The cunt show.
Cunt show.
Make it a national holiday.
It's cunt day.
The cunt.
National cunt day? And it's got to be on a Tuesday.
Got to be on Tuesday. Why is that?
You cunt go.
Oh, yeah, because that's the word. No, but every holiday, it'll be see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. If anybody else didn't get that,
we'll celebrate it every week. Tuesday is cunt day.
Cunt day.
Sounds like a plan. Say that word anymore?
Cunt day.